Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show. It is Monday, and we are finally through with the regular season. If you are an SEC fan or fan of the Big Ten or the Pac-12 or any other league that has a conference championship game, the conference championship games are now all set, and we will discuss them later in the week. But today we have the college football professor with us, and we're going to talk about some of the rivalry games and the outcomes of this past week. Some very interesting scores, and some lopsided, and some very good games. But I'm going to bring in the college football professor right now. Professor, I hope you had a good weekend.
I did, and there was some really good games. Let's just take the undefeated and the number one Notre Dame team, who will be playing in the national championship game. You know, if you stop and think of it, it's not their fault that Southern Cal is a very mediocre team, and they took care of them, so you couldn't see much in that game. But there was some very interesting game. I think the most surprising to me game was how Florida manhandled Florida State.
Florida manhandling Florida State, that was interesting, and I think that the Gators, to me, that was the most surprising to the upside part of the weekend, as Florida, I didn't think they would lose. I actually picked them to win, but had a lot of reservation about that going into Tallahassee. We all know how difficult that is. But their running game and their defense shut Florida State down in the second half. And I know E.J. Manuel was knocked out of the game, but still, I think that you have to give a lot of credit to Will Muschamp and the staff there. And if I had not already voted for my coach of the year, I would change that. And I think it's ridiculous that I had to send in my ballot in the middle of November, but I would change it right now from Bill Snyder, who I think did an excellent job, but I would change it to Will Muschamp. I think Will Muschamp's done the best coaching job this year.
Well, you might be right, but at the same time, Bill Snyder has done quite a remarkable job with probably less talent. I didn't think Florida would be able to generate much offense. It turned out the game, you'd think Florida is an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah, no question about it. Florida definitely had a good showing there. And how about Notre Dame? They were able to get past USC 22-13 in the Coliseum. And you have to give a lot of credit to Everett Golson and that Notre Dame offense. They were able to put up enough points. And USC, if you were pulling for the Trojans, and I know a lot of people down in the state of Florida were doing that, you have to be scratching your head at what Lane Kiffin was thinking on that last series of the game, whether he called, he didn't, he was uncommittal, then he finally called the timeout, but he let, someone told me today, he let a minute and 34 seconds tick off while they were standing around doing nothing, and that's just poor.
Well, that is true, but if you look at the fact that Southern Cal, with the talent that they are able to have a 7-5 record, and well, I just don't think that's a very good football team.
Alabama and Georgia will match up for the SEC championship game next Saturday, and Alabama was able to get by Auburn with a 49-0 win, and Georgia over Georgia Tech 42-10. Both of those games were at home for the top teams there, and Alabama over Auburn 49-0. Not the largest Iron Bowl spread ever, but pretty close to it. Just complete domination.
Well, before the game, I was thinking that Alabama would win the game handily. Somebody asked me, said, "What do you think about the game?" I said, "Well, I think Alabama would win handily by 3 touchdowns or more." But I'm going to tell you that I did not see that these teams would be, that there would be that much difference in these teams. It was like playing Western Carolina again.
South Carolina and Clemson. South Carolina was able to get the win 27-17. That means that the SEC went, well, almost. Vanderbilt also got the win over Wake Forest by a large margin. So the SEC went 4-for-4 against the ACC Saturday, and I think that's something to be proud of. The Vanderbilt score was 55-21. That one in Wake Forest.
And as it turns out, not any of those games were really. I was a little bit surprised by South Carolina Clemson game. I didn't know that South Carolina would have that much offense against them, but they did, and they won fairly easily. You know, Jacob, as you look at this and you think about the fact that the ACC now have their championship game with Florida State. 10-2, but yet they're really down coming off of the loss and thinking they had a chance to do something, playing Georgia Tech with a 6-6 record. That doesn't bode well for the Atlantic Coast Conference championship game. But then the Big Ten has Nebraska at 10-2 playing Wisconsin, who are 7-5, and probably the best two teams in that conference are left out. And the Pac-12 have pretty good games coming in their conference championship, but Stanford at 10-2 playing UCLA at 9-3, but they're playing 6 days after they just played.
Yeah, and the Big 12 also has games upcoming this weekend. But you mentioned that Stanford and UCLA matchup. Do you think there was a little, and I obviously am tongue-in-cheek here, I don't think this really happened, but I think you could make a case that UCLA players would be like, well, if we lose to these guys, we don't have to play Oregon, and we'll play this team again in 5 days, 6 days, so why don't we just let them win? Now, I know that didn't happen, but that is interesting to think about that, the way that works.
They could sitting there saying, you know, we've got something to lose for.
That's a good way to put it. Ohio State, another story this week. And Ohio State won 26-21 in the game in Columbus Saturday. And it was quite a game to watch. Back and forth all game. I thought Michigan had their opportunities. They did not capitalize. But Ohio State's 12-0 for a reason. They finished the season. Of course, they're on probation, so they won't go to the Big Ten championship game or a bowl game. But a nice season for Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes, and then to get the win over Michigan kind of capped it off.
I think they can say they had a good year. I mean, going undefeated, that's quite an achievement. But I don't think they ought to be in consideration for any championships because, first of all, they're on probation. But second, they played without any pressure on them. They didn't have to go through the pressure cooker of fearing a loss or whatever you might call that. And also, their schedule was, we won't call it a real easy schedule, but it wasn't all that difficult either. But nonetheless, playing for nothing, I think they've done quite well this year.
Full disclosure, we at Bun Sports Power Rankings do not disqualify Ohio State from our rankings. So if they were to be ranked number one at the end of the year, they could win our championship. But I tend to agree with you. They should not win the AP championship because they are on probation, but they're eligible to win that one as well. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. How about the Big East? Have you ever seen a conference that gets a BCS tie-in that is as lackluster as this league?
Yeah, think about this. We were talking about the Pac-12, Big Ten, and ACC. Think about the Big East. Now they got their big game coming this Thursday night. All right, they have Louisville, who is at 9-2. But they're on the two-game losing streak, and that is to Syracuse and UConn. Now, we were saying all year that Louisville didn't play anybody, but the nobodies that they played, two of them beat them. And then Rutgers, who's had a pretty good team, probably the best team in the Big East this year. There's a huge shining light on this game. But if you think about Louisville and Rutgers, it's probably to them. It just doesn't have any effect on anybody else.
And there is a possibility that Kent State, they're sitting at number 17 right now in the BCS standings, 11-1, could be in the BCS, because if they move up one more slot, they'll be at 16 and they will qualify to be chosen for a BCS bowl, and there is a possibility that they could be chosen. This is a team that lost by more than 30 points to a two-win Kentucky team, and I got to tell you, I think that would be a complete an utter embarrassment for the BCS and any bowl that would take Kent State that's a high-level
right.
bowl. Florida fans are not enthused at all about the possibility of playing Kent State in a Sugar Bowl matchup. Well, the SEC...
Let me ask, before we go to the SEC, you're talking about people. Can you imagine Oregon must be the most miserable team in America, knowing that all the games that have a lighting on, which is SEC championships, you know, the Pac-12, even that's deciding who's going to play in the Rose Bowl. But here they are sitting in Eugene, Oregon, twiddling their thumbs, looking at pictures of uniforms that they were planning on wearing in one of these either Pac-12 or the national championship game, and they, all they can do is look at pictures of those uniforms. Can you imagine how miserable they are? They can do it, and they're on the sideline.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's probably what they're doing. They're probably sitting around in Phil Knight's living room looking through magazines of what could have happened, what could have been worn by other Oregon teams. Well, as we mentioned Friday, LSU with the win 20-13 over Arkansas. Other scores from the SEC that we have not mentioned: Tennessee 37-17 over Kentucky. That gives Tennessee the victory in the Coachless Team Bowl. Ole Miss was a 41-24 winner over Mississippi State, ending Mississippi State's run of, I think, 3 years in a row beating Ole Miss. And that's quite a win for Hugh Freeze in his first year. And that clinched bowl eligibility. They have 6 wins. Talk about the state of Mississippi for a minute.
Mullen, he's been prancing around the state pretty, puffed up quite a bit, and he's let the air has been let out of his balloon. And you look at Southern Miss, who didn't win a game this year. So Ole Miss, as all of a sudden, who was the last year was almost the joke of the state, now they're riding high. So it's something there in the state of Mississippi.
No question. And also, to finish out the SEC scores, Texas A&M 59-29 over Missouri, and it is widely expected that Johnny Manziel will win the Heisman Trophy. Should he?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't. I think he's got a good. He has got as good a chance as any. I probably the guy from Notre Dame will win it. I don't know, just because he's placed for Notre Dame. But Johnny has been an exciting player this year, and I think he deserves all the accolades been thrown his way.
Well, we'll talk next week, and we'll talk about recap the SEC championship game as well as talk about some coaches and what we might see changing the landscape in the SEC as far as coaching is concerned. There could be 5 openings in the SEC. There are 4 currently. There could be 5. So for everybody out there, I'll give you a little homework. Think about who that other opening could be. And I have a suspicion that we will have 5 job openings when it's all said and done in the Southeastern Conference. So think about what that could be. Right now we have Arkansas with the Jeff Long, of course, removing John L. Smith from the position there. Gene Chizik was fired at Auburn. Derek Dooley was fired at Tennessee. And Joker Phillips was let go from Kentucky. I think there's going to be 5 openings when it's all said and done. We'll see. We'll talk about that next week with the college football professor. And later this week, we'll have an SEC championship preview show that you won't want to miss. But, Professor, I hope you have a great week, and thanks for coming on.
Well, you're sure welcome. And, Jacob, we bemoan the situation for Oregon. Well, Oklahoma, they get to go to TCU to close out their season, so they're excited about that, I'm sure. So college football is wonderful.
We will be back later in the week with more. Keep it here at BuntSports.com.